This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd. Rescuers raced to find survivors even as the waters receded in Germany, Belgium, and in the Netherlands Saturday after some of the worst flooding in more than 50 years. We get more from Reuters' Edward Barron.
The German president visited the scene of some of the worst flooding in the town of Erpstadt near Cologne, where the disaster killed at least 43 people. These floods are the country's worst natural disaster in more than half a century. Hundreds of people are still missing. In Belgium, the death toll rose to 27 lives, according to the National Crisis Center, which is coordinating the rescue efforts. Emergency services in the Netherlands also remained on high alert as overflowing rivers threatened towns and villages throughout the southern province of Limburg.
That's Reuters' Edward Barron. More than 100,000 people marched across France Saturday to protest President Emmanuel Macron's plans to force vaccination of health workers and require a COVID-19 free certificate to enter places such as restaurants and cinemas. Reuters' Gillian Kitchener reports.
Demonstrators say Macron's sweeping measures announced this week to fight a surge in COVID infections infringe on their freedom of choice. Macron's announcement had already prompted demonstrations earlier this week in Paris, where police had fired tear gas to disperse some protesters. Earlier on Saturday, the Office of Prime Minister Jean Castex said France would reinforce restrictions on unvaccinated travelers from a series of countries to fight the surge of COVID infections. The average number of new infections in France has rebounded to reach nearly 11,000 per day.
That's Reuters' Gillian Kitchener. You can find more on these stories and the rest of the day's news at voanews.com. You can also follow us on the VOA mobile app. This